Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Jolene Smith and Carol Amos, and they are from Royal Neighbors. So good morning to you, Jolene.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, LaVon.
Hey, this is a great way to start off the morning because you have some projects that we want to talk about. And the one that's happening right now, we really need because it's cold season for sure. So, Jolene, let's start with a current project.
Okay, our current Difference Maker project is from an article that was in the paper about a girl up at school, high school, telling they don't have any Kleenex up there. And if they need to use a Kleenex, they either have to leave class and run to the bathroom and get toilet paper, or they have to carry a wad of toilet paper around with them. So we decided this would be a good Difference Maker project because we do get some seed money to buy some and involve the community in it too.
Sure. Now, I don't know about you, but I've mentioned this just the little bit I knew about it to people, and they say, well, our kids always had that on their list to bring to school when they started. Have you heard that?
At Washington School, the parents are supposed to supply Kleenex, and I know the high school they don't. I don't know about the middle school or the elementary, but Washington is supposed to.
Okay.
One class has already run out because colds and flu are really going
really
around.
Is. Yes. And sometimes what happens in the past doesn't always happen in the future. And I think it's interesting that you've said, well, it was more elementary, but not high school, because maybe they assume kids walk around with Kleenex. But that's not true. A lot of adults don't have Kleenex. So
that's true.
Let's not make assumptions. So what is it you hope to accomplish other than getting Kleenex in school? How are you doing that?
We just like to...
I understand you have some boxes somewhere that people can donate Kleenex.
Yes, we have drop-off places right now. We want to thank Fairway Grocery Store because we bought some Kleenex down there with our seed money, and they gave us a very good price on it. They have a basket as you walk in the front of the store that if anybody'd like to donate, the basket's at the front of the store. Something for You Quilt Shop on Chestnut Street has a box that you can donate. The Evangelical Free Church at 22nd and Chestnut has a box, and the First Church of Christ on Southwest 7th has a box. Or you can drop them off anytime at the high school or whichever school you would like to donate to.
Now, we keep saying Kleenex, and if I don't want to buy Kleenex and I want to buy Puffs, for instance, is that okay?
That's fine. You're supposed to be saying tissue, I
That's
guess.
Right. But it's kind of like other things that we use the brand name, but hopefully we know that we're using sort of in a generic way rather than a brand name. So, and I'm assuming you'd take some donations of money.
Yes, we would take donations if they'd like to donate. They would have to get a hold of us. So
let's now and then at the end we'll also say, how can people get a hold of you or other Royal Neighbors members?
Okay, they can call me. My phone number is 712-250-1125. Or they can get a hold of anybody that belongs to Royal Neighbors in Atlantic, or we have members in Lewis and we have members in Griswold, and talk to them about joining. We'd love to have them.
Is there a website where people can find out more information about Royal Neighbors?
They could go to royalneighbors.org on the web.
All right.
And tell you the history of the organization and some things that we're doing.
Yeah, because sometimes I know you've been around for a long time and people still go, what? What is that? So, if you're curious and know that or want to know more about this group that's done a great deal for our community, that would be a good thing to do. So, Carol, we keep talking about difference-maker projects. So let's talk about some of those other kind of projects.
Well, the group gives us a certain stipend of money, and so we do different projects that we try to do that are for the community. In January, we serve lunch to the Washington school staff in appreciation for their work with the little kids. In April, we serve lunch to the Atlantic Peace Police Department, the Sheriff Department, the firemen, the EMTs, the Street Department, and Parks and Recs as a thank you for all the service and hard work that they do for the community. In April, also, there's Earth Day at Schildberg Recreation Area. Boy and Girl Scouts and residents of Atlantic's come help and clean up after the flood. We've served lunch to those people. in June, we went to Bethany Church Camp, and we went for 3 different weeks, and we served supper to the campers there. We also had a birthday party for royal neighbors there and served a cake, because this year was our 120th year of celebration in Atlantic. In October this year, we're doing the tissue drive for the schools. And then in November, they're doing something kind of interesting. The school at Washington's doing what they call a turkey trot. And so we're providing water for Washington, for the little kids at Washington. We also do a lot of other projects that are ongoing. We call bingo numbers at Allen Place twice a month, and we've done that for over 10 years. Currently, we're making red scarves for Operation Gratitude, which is all branches of the military. We always give gifts to the new moms at the hospital, and as a baby always gets all the gifts. We do Relay for Life, which we have decorated cakes that are bid on for money for the Cancer Society. There's Festival of Trees. There's a raffle table. And we started making pillowcases, which is my favorite project, for Heads at Ease. We started in 2013. And we've sent 1,452 pillowcases to our military personnel of our country on ships, land, and in submarines. And all the scraps that are left over from making those pillowcases, they go into quilts, and we've given 20 so far to Willow Heights.
Wow. It's just you must have 100 members, right, Jolene?
Oh, I wish we did, LaVon. Anybody that would like to join us, we would really like to have them. Or if they would like to donate material, cotton material for the pillowcases, they sure can, because we would accept it. We have been very, very lucky. Most of our fabric that we have for the pillowcases has been donated, and we are so thankful for it. So the less we can buy and the more donated, the more pillowcases we can make.
And now, for a lot of us, you're sending pillowcases to people in the service. Why do they need pillowcases?
Okay. The lady that started this lives in Arizona, and her son was on a ship, and she mailed some muffins to him. By the time he got the muffins, they were moldy. So she thought, well, I'm going to mail him a cake. Well, somebody else decided they liked the cake better, and he never got the cake. So she thought and thought, and finally, come on, this pillowcase. And nobody seems to want to steal them, because, of course, we value them pretty low. So, and they have been going ever since, and we are trying to get... she is trying to get us on the Abraham Lincoln, which is over someplace where all this trouble is, and there's 5,000 on this ship.
Wow. Well, it's like the cookies in terms of, it's a touch from home.
Yes, it's something from home that most of them, when we get a thank you, they say, oh, it reminds us of our grandmother, that the grandmother used to make the pillowcases.
So, Carol, this is your favorite project?
Yes, I just love doing it. I think it's nice, and we have such a variety of material. We have a lot of material that's donated. We get some money that we use from other things, but for the most part, no, I just think it's a lot of fun. I don't do the sewing, but I do the ironing and the rolling, and there's just lots of procedures to do in these okay. pillowcases. So.
Well, that's good to know. You don't have to be a seamstress to help on that project.
No.
And I'm guessing, even without joining Royal Neighbors, if somebody wanted to come and help, you'd probably take them in too.
So you would find something for them to
yes.
do.
Now, we've mentioned money several times, and you do get money from the Royal Neighbors organization, I understand, based on your activities. But all of this comes back to the community.
It does, and we have given a lot, because we have applied for Nation and Neighbors, and we've got that quite a few times. I think we've donated back over $30,000, and I think that's a very low estimate.
Yeah. So, again, people need to, I think, know more about Royal Neighbors.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned joining. Is there a fee to join?
$20 a year.
Okay. That's not very many cups of coffee
anymore. That
isn't. So, and again, I think your phone number is the one we probably want people to remember.
Okay. If anybody has any projects, too, that they think might help the community, we're open to ideas on difference maker projects. Just call me at 712-250-1125.
All right. Remember, it's cold flu season. Remember that this this tissue project is going on, and there is kind of a deadline on that.
The deadline is the 18th of October.
November. Yeah, we're in November.
November the 18th, and we are taking some up today to the high school. But any that's donated in the boxes at Fairway, Something for You, or the churches, we will take up the 18th and distribute that to the schools too.
Okay, remember that you just buy an extra box of tissue and put it in one of those places, or call Jolene, give some money, make this all happen. It's good if we all use a tissue and then get rid of it. You know, we're not supposed to keep using them. So thank you very much to Jolene Smith and Carol Amos from Royal Neighbors for visiting with us today. Until next time, here's a thought. Your beliefs don't make you a better person. Your behavior does.